It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. As New York City continues to face its most serious health crisis in decades, officials in charge of the city's public school system say school will not be back to normal in the fall. Parents have been waiting for the city's plan, and today Mayor de Blasio says kids will be in the classroom just part of the time. Sophia Chang is our education reporter with Gothamist. She's here to explain the mayor's convoluted plan to keep kids and families safe this fall. Hey, Sophia.
Hi.
Okay, so there's more than 1,600 public schools in New York City and more than 1 million students. Can you explain to us what part-time means and how this is all going to work?
Well, first off, I should mention this is all contingent on Governor Andrew Cuomo approving the plan. Mm-hmm. He's going to decide by August 7th for every school district in the state whether they can reopen. But today's plan announced by the mayor and the school's chancellor is it is complicated. So each of New York City's public schools has to decide whether they want to adopt one of two models. The first one is you split the school population in half so that only 50% of the students are in person learning at any time. And the other option is to divide the school population into three groups so that there's only a third of the school population on site at any time. And the third model is 100% remote learning.
Do you think it's fair to say that this is not what parents were hoping for?
Well, a survey that the Department of Education sent out to more than 400,000 families, apparently 3 out of 4 parents really wanted their students back in-person learning.
So I guess it's fair to say that this has been a real challenge for both students and their parents. A lot of kids don't have reliable internet access, and now that the city is opening up, parents are looking to go back to work. Did the mayor address either of these concerns when he rolled out this plan?
There are a lot of questions unanswered. The plan doesn't talk about what parents are supposed to do with this blended schedule when they are also working families. It doesn't talk about what happens to teachers who have families of their own, or if there are multiple siblings who have different schedules. And then there's also a real sense that remote learning has been difficult for a lot of families.
What are teachers saying about it?
Some teachers we spoke to said they were frustrated that the plan doesn't seem to account for their health and safety. And one teacher in the Bronx told us that his school community has a lot of health issues, and he's worried that this plan doesn't fully take into consideration the health risk to the students and teachers and faculty at his school.
Yeah, so what if you are a teacher and you're in a demographic that's vulnerable to the coronavirus, or you have family members that are? What are their options in that situation?
The school chancellor did say that teachers and staff who don't want to or are not able to teach in person can apply to teach remotely, and that this would be considered a full-time employment and instruction as well.
So what's the city's plan on actually keeping the buildings themselves, the schools, clean and sanitary to actually have people in there?
So they've said that there will be deep cleaning of each school's facility every night, and that they would try to also seek to use spaces like cafeterias and auditoriums and gymnasiums, and maybe also rent some space to be able to spread out students even more. And then the schools themselves will have lots of personal protective equipment, and HVAC systems are being upgraded to improve ventilation inside the school buildings.
And of course, this is all happening against the backdrop of the most devastating financial crisis the city has encountered in decades. So amidst all of this, what kind of budget cuts are the schools facing?
So the school system is facing hundreds of millions of dollars in budget cuts next year. And so there's a lot of questions about who's going to pay for all these equipment upgrades and this constant cleaning and all the PPE that's going to be required.
And the majority of public school students in New York City are considered low income, and many of them live in neighborhoods that were also devastated by the coronavirus. Is the school system prepared, capable, willing to help children who were traumatized by the pandemic?
The chancellor did say that this has been an extraordinary year for New York City students, and that given everything that the city has gone through, social and emotional learning and trauma-informed care, we're going to be now integrated into curriculums as a standard practice.
Yeah, this all sounds like it's going to be another challenging school year. Thanks so much for joining us, Sophia.
Thank you, Sean.
Sophia Chang covers education for Gothamist.